Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Long Branch Dental in Greenville, Texas, the Minna Bucket at Lake Fork, and Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, which was the first production big bore air gun on the market. Well, folks, you know, as so often the case, I run a little bit over on these segments. I start having so much fun, learning something from some of our guests or just shooting the breeze, and I go a little bit too long. That gives me a chance, though, to spend this last segment with you and give you some information. Now, I'm going to give you a recipe that I promise you you're going to be cooking at camp, out at the lake this summer, or at home. It's really simple, like all my recipes are simple, but it's really, really tasty. Now, this can be made with Texas toast or bagels. I've tried it with both, and to be honest with you, I kind of favor the bagels for this. But here's what you want to do. You're going to need, try to get the mild jalapeno peppers. You can use bell pepper. I like the flavor of jalapeno on this. Take your bagel or a piece of Texas toast, right? Take a knife and cut all the round, most of the toast out. Leave the crust part and about, 3/4 inch, something like that. So you'll just have the rim of the bagel or the rim of the Texas toast there. Now heat your skillet up, put a little butter in the skillet. Okay, on the side, now this will make the bagel, you'll want to use half of bagels. Don't put the whole bagel in there. In other words, the bagel will come cut in half, or you cut it in half. So that's the part of the bagel. Of course, the whole piece of Texas toast you'll use. Hollow out the Texas toast. In other words, cut most of it out. Leave the crust around the edge, and say 3/4 inch or an inch of crust. Now, you'll see why in just a minute. Now, the bagel, cut most of the bagel off. It'll look more like a donut than anything when you get through, a thin donut. Okay, chop your pepper. Get a mild jalapeno pepper. This gives it an awesome flavor. And dice up just a little bit of onion and break one egg in a bowl. Now, stir that, whip all that together, put a little salt in there with it. That's going to be poured into the center of your hollowed out piece of Texas toast or your bagel half after you've cut most of that bagel out. Does that make sense to you? It's really, really simple. I think you can get the drift on what I'm doing here. But put your piece of your Texas toast rim, if you will, in the skillet with butter, and then heat your skillet up, and then pour that egg and pepper and onion and salt, have it salted, seasoned like you want it. Pour that in the middle of that piece of Texas toast rim, and then let it cook for, until the egg gets about half done. Now, take that piece of Texas toast that you have reserved, that plug, if you will, that you took out of there, put that back on top of it, on over the egg and the pepper and everything, and flip it in your skillet. Cook that side of it. Now, cheese, grated cheese is always good on this. I usually put the cheese on just at the last, minute or so of cooking and let that melt. You can mix the cheese in with the egg if you want to when you're mixing the egg and the pepper and the onion. But you see how easy that is. Now, I found the Texas toast, I don't know, it's bigger. It's more of a volume, and the bagel halves that you cut, when you cut that plug out, you have a tough time fitting all the egg and all that back in it. So maybe you want to try this with Texas toast your first time, and then you can experiment with bagels. But that's just one of the, easy and quick recipes for you. You can make these things that takes no time to make them. Of course, if you're going to make, say you're going to make 3 or 4 pieces of Texas toast like this, well, then mix all the ingredients at one time and just pour them into that hollowed out piece of Texas toast. Folks, these things, you're going to get a lot more of these little tips. Some of you might benefit from them. I hope you do. You know, if you spend much time out at the lake or in the fall in the hunting camps like I do, Things like this become really, really helpful, you know, and it beats eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So I hope this one helped you just a little bit.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com. Or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet, and it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season. Well, folks, that wraps our show up for this week. I want to thank all of our guests and all of you for listening. I want to remind you that you can go anytime to catfishradio.org, and there you can listen to the archive of this past week's show. You can check out my book, Kill to Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting. And if you want to contact me, you can do it right there through the website. You can email me through catfishradio.org. There's a huge catfish tournament coming up at Possum Kingdom Lake, the Possum Kingdom Cat Masters, October the 18th and 19th. So mark your calendar for that. There will be a $30,000 guaranteed first place prize. So this is going to draw a bunch of catfishermen from all over. Folks, be safe in the outdoors this week and tune in this time next week. We'll have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.